Welcome to Zichud Avsi, my name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're going to talk about Daf Chavav, the third parak be'el Magalchin. The third parak has been generally responsible to Lein Nishmas, Yitzhak ben Kama Moshe, and Daniel Noam ben David. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daf we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara seeks the source that one does kriya if he witnesses the burning of a Sefer Torah, and brings a pasuk from Yirmiyahu that when three stanzas and four stanzas were read from Yirmiyahu's scroll to Yehoyakim, it states, V'yikra'el b'tar sofer b'hashlecha ha'esh asher la'ach. The king cut it with the sofer's razor and threw it into the fire in the fireplace. They want to ask what the meaning is of three or four stanzas, and explains that when Yehoyakim was told that Yirmiyahu had written Sefer Kinos, he asked what was in it. They recited the first pasuk, Echo Yashva Badad, alas, he sits in solitude. He replied that he's the king, and he'll stay in power even if the Jews go into Galus. After each of the next three psukim were read, he responded the same way. But when they read the fifth pasuk that states, Hayut Sareha LaRosh, her adversaries have become her master, he asked who said this, and was told that the pasuk continues, Ki Hashem hoga al ropa she'eha, for Hashem has spoken of her because of her many transgressions. Immediately, he cut out all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the scroll and burned them in the fire. The pasuk then states, Vol pachadu vol karu as bigdehem, and they did not fear, nor did they rend their garments. This implies that one is required to do kriya when seeing a Sefer Torah burn. Point number two, Rabbi Chabo said in the name of Ula Bi'ira, who said in the name of Elazar, Haroa ari Yehuda b'chur manan, one who sees the cities of Yehuda in their destroyed state, says, Ari kachaka hayimidbar v'kore, your holy cities have become a wilderness, and then he does kriya. One who sees Yerushalayim in its destroyed state says, Zion midbar hayasa, Yerushalayim shmama. Zion has become a midbar, Yerushalayim a wasteland, and then he does kriya. One who sees the base of Migdash in its destroyed state says, Beis kachinu v'sifartinu shehuucha v'sinu hayo esreifa z'esh, v'chom machmadenu hayo acharba. The temple of our holiness and our splendor, where our fathers praised you, has become a fiery blaze, and all that we desired has become a ruin, and then he does kriya. And point number three was taught in a braisa, Chol shemes lomes, ein modin oso shemes. In a case where a sick person's close relative dies, we do not inform him that the relative has died, shemet titarav daito alav, lest he become muddled, vein makarim befanav, and we do not do kriya in front of him, meshatkin es anashim yipanav, and we silence the woman from wailing in his presence. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara seeks the source that one does kriya if he witnesses the burning of a Sefer Torah, and brings a pasuk from Yirmiyahu that when three and four stanzas are read from Yirmiyahu's scroll to Yehoyakim, it states, v'yikareh betar hasofar v'hashlech ala esh asher la'ach. The king cut it with the sofer's razor and threw it into the fire in the fireplace. The Gemara asks what the meaning is of three and four stanzas and explains that when Yehoyakim was told that Yirmiyahu had written Sefer Kinos, he asked what was in it. There is had the first pasuk, Echo Yashva Badad, alas, she sits in solitude. He replied that he's the king and he'll stay in power even if the Jews go into Galus. After each of the next three psukim were read, he responded the same way. But when they read the fifth pasuk that states, Hayut Sareha LaRosh, her adversaries have become her master, he asked who said this and was told that the pasuk continues, Ki Hashem hoga al ropa she'eha, for Hashem has spoken of her because of her many transgressions. Immediately cut out all the names of Hashem from the scroll and burned them in the fire. The pasuk then states, Vol pachadu vol karu as bigdehem, and they did not fear, nor did they rend their garments. This implies that one is required to do kriya when seeing a Sefer Torah burn. Point number two, Rabbi Chabo said in the name of Ula Bi'ira, who said in the name of Elazar, Haroa ari Yehuda b'churbanan, one who sees the cities of Yehuda in their destroyed state, says, Ari kachacha hayu midbar, your holy cities become a wilderness, and then he does kriya. One who sees Yerushalayim in its destroyed state, says, Zion midbar hayasa, Yerushalayim shmama. Zion has become a midbar, Yerushalayim a wasteland, and then he does kriya. One who sees the base of Migdash in its destroyed state, says, Beis kachinu sifartinu ashehalucha vosenu, hayot sreifa ze'esh, v'kol machamadenu hayel acharba. The temple of our holiness and our splendor, where our fathers praise you, has become a fiery blaze, and all that we desired has become a ruin, and then he does kriya. And point number three, was taught in a braisa, Chol shemes lomes, ein modin oso shemes. In a case where a sick person's close relative dies, we do not inform him that the relative has died, shemet titarav daito alav, lest he become muddled, vein makarim befanav, and we do not do kriya in front of him, meshatkin es anashim yipanav, and we silence the woman from wailing in his presence. All right, so now we go to a simmer dav chavav, and our standard simmon is a military coup. A military coup. So here goes. The soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a Sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the base of Migdash in ruins and did not inform their wounded comrade that his brother had fallen in battle. Once again, in slow motion. The soldiers in the military coup, that must have been more in Daf Chavav. The soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber, where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, which reminds us, the Gemara seeks the source that one must do kriya if he witnesses a sefer Torah burn, and brings the mice with Yehoyakim who cut out the names of a Kodesh Baruch from Yirmiyahu's sefer Kinos and burn it in fire. The pasuk says that the people there did not have any fear, nor did they do kriya, which implies doing kriya is the proper thing to do. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber, where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various psukim that one must recite when he sees the Ari Yehud in ruins, Yerushalayim in ruins, and the Beis HaMikdash in ruins. So, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber, where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, and did not inform their wounded comrade that his brother had fallen in battle, which reminds us that it was taught in a braisa, Chol Shemes Lomes, Ein Modino So Shemes. In a case where a sick person's close relative dies, we do not inform him that the relative has died, Shema Tatar of Daitolav, lest he become muddled, Bein Makarn Bafanav, and we do not decree in front of him, and we silence the woman from wailing in his presence. So once again, the soldiers in the military coup who entered a palace chamber where a sefer Torah with holes cut out in it was burning, recited psukim and did kriya when they saw the Beis HaMikdash in ruins, and did not inform their wounded comrade that his brother had fallen in battle. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Chav Beis. So the symbol Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The cab driver, that must be on Daf Chav Beis. The cab driver picking up the mourner was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already, which reminds us, the Rebbe told the people of Machosa that those of you who do not follow the coffin to its place of burial, when you turn your faces away from the gates of the entrance of the city to go home, begin to count Shiva. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair, which reminds us, it was stated in a braisa when mourning for all relatives aside from one's father or mother. One may cut his hair after 30 days, but when mourning for his father or mother, he may not cut his hair until his friends reprimand him for growing his hair so long. It's also prohibited for one mourning his parents to enter a Beis HaSimcha for 12 months. So the cab driver picking up the mourner who was not going to the burial of his father and started Shiva already heard him call his barber and tell him he'll see him when his friends make comments about his hair. And notice he did a kriya that exposed his heart, which reminds us that one who is mourning over his parents does kriya until his heart is exposed, and he does kriya on all of his shirts. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the top Kugelach Chacham Kugelach, that must be more in Daf Chav Gimel. When the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the various halachas when a Chacham, an Abbasin, and a Nasi pass away. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to his seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokas regarding the Hanagas of an Avel, the first, second, third, and fourth week of Avelis, in terms of leaving his house, sitting in his makom and davening, and speaking with others. So when the top Kugelach Chacham passed away, all Kugelach games in the city were canceled. And although his son, the Kugelach champ, would not return to a seat at the table until the third week of Avelis, his friends were glad to at least see him play on Shabbos because Ein Avelis b'Shabbos, which reminds us that there's a malchus between B'nai Yehuda and B'nai Galil, whether Yesh Avelis b'Shabbos, whether private expressions of Avelis, such as marital relations and washing in warm water, are noheg on Shabbos. Daf Chav Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a pitcher. So here goes. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher, that must be more Daf Chav Dalet, Kad. The man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms Bechaz Natar, which reminds us that Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Avelis on Shabbos, Bechaz Chova Natar Rishus, the practices of the acronym Bechaz are Achiv on Shabbos, where those of Natar are optional. Bechaz refers to Prius Rosh, uncovering the head, Chazar Sker Achrav, turning the place of the Kriya on the garment to the back, and Zakifas Amita, riding the bed. These are all chiv to do on Shabbos because they are public signs of mourning. Natar refers to ni'il sasandal, wearing leather shoes, tashmish amita, marital relations, and rechitzes yadayim v'glayim v'chamin arvis, washing the hands and feet in hot water in the evening. These are all optional, for these are considered private mourning practices, since it's not obvious that one is abstaining from them because of avelis. So the man holding a special Shabbos pitcher for mourners, engraved with the acronyms Bechaz Natar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard Rebbe had passed away, which reminds us that Shmuel said, Kol kera she'ena b'shas chimum, ena kera, any kriya that's not made at the time of intense grief is not a proper kriya, but doing kriya over the death of rabbis is different, for since their teachings are frequently mentioned, it's like the time of intense grief. So the man holding a special Shabbos picture for mourners engraved with the acronyms Bechaznatar, who tore 12 of his garments in grief when he heard his Rebbe had passed away, cried bitter tears as he listened to the poor father be musbied, his three-year-old son. Which reminds us, in terms of giving hespedim over children, Rebbe Meir says in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, Anim b'nei shalosh, ashim b'nei chamish. The poor give hespedim for their children 3 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 5 years or older. Rebbe Yehuda said in the name of Rebbe Shmuel, the poor give hespedim for children 5 years or older, and the wealthy give hespedim for their children 6 years or older. Rashi explains that the poor are in greater pain over the loss of their child since they have no other source of joy. And b'nei zakenim k'b'nei aniim. And the children of the elderly are like the children of the poor. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The silver wedding anniversary. Silver wedding anniversary? That must be more in Daf Chaf Hei. The silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to do kriya for someone who passed away in front of them, which reminds us that Rabbi Shimon Lazar said, Ha'omid al-meis b'shas yetzias neshama chayv b'kro. One who stands by a dead person at the time the neshama departs is chayv to do kriya. What's this likened to? A sefer Torah shenisrav shechayv b'kroa. To a sefer Torah that was burned where one who sees it happen must do kriya. So the silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to do kriya for someone who passed away in front of them, right outside an ancient crypt where a fire was emerging, which reminds us. The Gemara describes in detail the funeral and burial of Rav Huna when he was brought up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael for burial. The sages deliberated on a suitable location. They concluded, Rav Huna rebates Torah b'Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya rebates Torah b'Yisrael. Rav Huna disseminated Torah among Chai Yisrael, Rabbi Chiya disseminated Torah among Chai Yisrael. Therefore, it's appropriate to bury Rav Huna in Rabbi Chiya's crypt. The Gemara describes how a pillar of fire almost consumed Rav Chaga, who brought Rav Huna into the crypt, and how he was saved when he raised Rav Huna's coffin in front of it. So, the silver wedding anniversary stroll through the park turned tragic and bizarre when the husband and wife had to decree for someone who passed away in front of them, right outside an ancient crypt where a fire was emerging as the sun was setting in the middle of the day. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar began his hesped as follows. Kasha Yom Yisrael ki Yom Ba Hashemesh Batzaharim. This day is a difficult day for Yisrael as the day when the sun set at midday, and it's written, Vayaba Yom Ahube Hevesi Hashemesh Batzaharim. And it shall be on that day that I will bring down the sun at midday. And Rabbi Yochanan said that this is a reference to the day that Yoshiyahu HaMelech was killed when he was at the prime of his life. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf do we learn the psukim that are recited when seeing the Ari Yehuda, Yerushalayim, and the Beis Hamikdash in ruins? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn the kriya must be done b'shas chimum at the time of intense grief, and kriya done for a rabbi can be done any time since it's always a shas chimum? That's on daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 3. Which something when the mourners not going to the burial begin Shiva immediately as soon as they turn to go home? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 4. Which something when the one has to do Kri even for a non-relative if they're present at the time of Yitzhiya's Neshama when the Neshama departs? That's on Daf Chafei. Good. Number 5. Which something when the one should not inform a Chola that a close relative has passed away? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 6. Which something when the Shmuel said regarding certain practices of Avelas on Shabbos, Pachaz Chova Natar Rishus. That's on Daf Chavdal. Good. Number 7. Which something when the various Hanhagas, when a Chacham, an Avbeistin, or a Nasi pass away? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 8. Which something when the source that one should do Kriya when seeing a burning Sefer Torah is from the mice of Jehoiakim cutting out Hashem's name from the Sefer Torah and burning it when the people did not do Kriya? That's on Daf Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which something when the description of Rav Huna's burial in Rebbe Chiya's crypt? That's on Daf Chafei. Good. And number 10. Which something when that the poor are must be their children at a younger age than the wealthy? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do you know when a person departs this world, his deeds make him sign on every action he did, and he'll say his punishment is just? That's on Daf Yidolf and Tynus. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you know that the Shekhinah departed from Esther when she entered the Beis HaTzlamim, and she called out, Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani? That's on Daf Tezvav and Megillah. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do you know that someone who learns but doesn't teach is like a hadas in the midbar? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Gold and Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.